Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to today's presentation of Interim Reports Q1 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, 8th of May, 2018. I would like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Asbjørn Eskild. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this interim report presentation, Q1 for Handicare. Together with me to present today is Stefan Rövey.
Yeah. Good morning.
So we will, as the speaker said, or the host said, we will go through the presentation first, and then we will open up for questions afterwards. So if we go to the page one of the presentation, we can see on the revenue development that the group in total had 2.7% growth in the period. The already foreseen shortfall of sales in vehicle accessibility is amounting to around 2 million euro, which is impacting the growth totally for the quarter. That impact is around 2.8%. So that means without this car supply issues, which we have also announced in Q4, we would have been around between 5%-6% organic growth in the quarter. So the car supply has now started to come back in April, and we will increase the capacity in the following quarters to regain the momentum in the vehicle accessibility business. But the main strong drive growth in Q1 is stairlifts. We have around 10% organic growth in stairlifts. And also for U.S., stairlift is very strong, 33% growth. Our main challenge is patient handling. And again, this is mainly driven by the U.S. market. However, as also announced in Q4, we have started a program to get back on track on the trading in the U.S. And we have done organizational changes, and we have also launched a set of initiatives. So we are happy to see that we, versus Q4, have had an uptick of approximately 14% on the sales in the U.S. patient handling. So in that respect, we are improving. On the pulse side, we have a good growth in the period, 29%. But that is mainly due to project sales, and that is not sustainable for the full year. This will come back to normal figures in the following quarters. On the margin side, we ended the quarter at 7.2% versus 9.3% last year. Of course, the shortfall of sales of vehicle accessibility is a big part of that shortfall. But also, mix effect has impacted the results. When we sell more stairlift business with a lower gross margin than patient handling, this will also have an effect on the margin. As we announced in the beginning of the year, we acquired a dealer in North America. Audiosentry is the name. And we have, during Q1, had limited sales from that acquisition. There is a conversion period to Handicare products. And this will pick up now in the following quarters to come. The next step of commercial excellence strategy is also an action we have started now in Q2. We have to be better in sales in Handicare to reach our targets and to really outgrow the market. This program is about anchoring the commercial excellence strategy in the group management, also in the top management. What we have done is that we have reduced one layer, management layer. So we have got one sales responsible for stairlift and one for patient handling, which is now sitting in the group management and driving those two businesses. That gives it will be a much higher commercial focus on the top level in the group management meeting. Group management team, sorry. Alongside with this change, we have also analyzed indirect positions, and we have identified several positions where we can be more effective and also save costs. So this together will result in a cost savings of approximately 3 million euro on an annualized basis. And that is a net saving, because what we are doing is that we are taking out some indirect positions, but we are also reinvesting in more sales resources. It is important to mention that in several markets, our analysis show that we have a very low penetration on our customer side. So there is a need for more sales resources out in the field. So by reducing costs on an indirect positions and reinvest in sales resources, we can make this happen. We estimate the effects of this program to be full in the first quarter next year. And there will also be some setup costs for this new organization, which amounts to approximately 1.5 million euro, and which we will expense in the second quarter this year. So that's the key highlights for the quarter, and now I will give the word to Stefan, who will go a little deeper into the financials.
Yes. Thank you. I'm now on page four of the presentation. As Asbjørn said, we had organic growth around 2.7% in the quarter. On a nominal basis, we decreased revenue by around 2.4% due to FX. For Handicare, the main exposures are the euro to the pound and the euro to the US, which were unfavorable in the quarter compared to last year. As we said, we had around 3.3% organic growth within Accessibility, largely driven by the service business. Patient handling were down around 4.3%, and Pulse reported strong revenue of close to 29% organic growth. On operating profits or EBITDA, we were down from 6.8% in the first quarter last year to 5.1%. There are a couple of key events driving that. One is the impact of the Vehicle Accessibility business. With the shortfall in deliveries in the quarter and a fairly fixed cost base in the short term, we lost about 1.2 million of EBITDA in the Vehicle Accessibility business. And then we were impacted by the acquired distributor with a negative contribution of 300,000 euros. I will come back to that a bit later. And then FX translation had an impact of about 0.2. If we are to bridge the development between Q1 2017 and Q1 2018, those three components pretty much take the profitability back to the Q1 2017 numbers. If you look at the margin as such, EBITDA margin, we decreased the margin from 9.3% to 7.2%, mainly due to a reduced gross margin of 1.3 percentage points. The gross margin in turn were driven by auto or vehicle accessibility with a 0.8% impact of gross margin, and then patient handling, we had a reduced margin due to unfavorable product mix. Then you have the mix impact between the business units. As we said before, we have the highest gross margin in patient handling and the lowest in Pulse. When we have a change in the share of revenue, as we have in this quarter with more from Pulse and less from patient handling, that has a negative impact on the gross margin. Operating expenses were flat compared to the first quarter last year. Obviously with flat operating expenses and reduced revenue, that impacts the operating profit negatively. We didn't report any one-offs or other specified items in the quarter. In terms of operating cash flow, we had an operating cash flow of around 300,000 euros. The operating cash flow were impacted by payments of the IPO cost of 1.5 million. As we said in the last quarterly report, we had some IPO costs outstanding, which we have now paid out the significant majority of the costs. We had a fairly high buildup of accounts receivables, which impacted working capital negatively by around 2.5 million. The main reason for that is that we had very strong revenue in March, and Easter came at the very end of the month. The collection were lower than normal, so we expect to get working capital down in the second quarter. Finally, in terms of leverage, due to the reduced operating profit, leverage is now up to 3.3x or 3.2 if we were to exclude the negative impact on operating profit from the acquisition. If we then move on quickly to accessibility. Again, organic growth of 3.3% with good growth in Stellest business with around 10% organic growth in total and North American growth of 33%. As you can see top right, we have accelerated the growth in the North American market with growth of 25% in Q4 2017 and now up to 33%. Obviously, it will be harder to sustain these high growth rates, especially in the second half of the year when we meet tougher quarters on a comparable basis. We still see a good growth trajectory for the North American Stellest business. As we said before, vehicle accessibility had reduced revenue of around 2 million euros. In terms of operating margin or EBITDA margin, it was slightly up from 12% to 12.5% compared to the same quarter last year. Vehicle accessibility had a negative impact of 1.2 million euros. The gross margin were reduced in the quarter due to the under absorption in vehicle accessibility. That was then offset by lower operating expenses in relation to revenue. All in all, operating profit margin was slightly up. I think those are the key highlights for accessibility. For patient handling, we have, as we said, negative organic growth of 4.3%, largely driven by reduced revenue in the North American market, where we still saw reduced revenue, especially in terms of institutional sales, which is sales to hospitals and long-term care facilities. As Björn said, there was at least a trend shift in the revenue base where we were up 14% on Q4 2017. As you can see from the chart top right, that first quarter last year was by far the strongest quarter last year. We've somewhat back to the level we had in the second quarter of 2017 and above the levels you saw in Q3 in Q4 2017. So we are slightly optimistic about the development, although we would like to see one or two more quarters with improved trajectory before we think we are out of this cycle, so to speak. Revenues in Europe were fairly flat compared to last year. And then, as I said, the contribution from the acquired entity was around 200,000. As we said before, when we acquired the distributor, we didn't have any sales to this distributor in 2017. So it's a full conversion game for us. And converting from their product portfolio to our portfolio will take some time. And therefore, the revenue was fairly limited in the first quarter. We expect the conversion to continue throughout the year and therefore the revenue to increase throughout the year for this acquired company. When we look at the margin, we were down to 8.7% compared to 13.5% last quarter. We had a reduced gross margin due to mainly the mix impact in patient handling North America. And again, when you have reduced revenue and a fairly fixed operating cost base, that impacts your operating profit quite a bit. And finally, the contribution from the acquired entity was negative in the order of 300,000, mainly due to the low cost base. The operating costs for the distributor is roughly 300,000 per quarter. So when revenue picks up, we will also have a positive contribution from that company. Finally, on Pulse. As we said, organic growth close to 9%. There are a couple of key impacts. One is we have very strong project sales. And as we said before, project sales tend to be a bit lumpy in nature. Now we had a quarter with high project sales. So we don't expect to continue this growth rate throughout the year. If we were to eliminate for the main or the largest projects, the underlying growth is more in the around the 4 to 5%. Rate for the quarter. The gross margin were fairly stable for Pulse, and with increased revenue and stable gross margin, operating profits were up. So we're now up to a margin of 6.2. The restructuring program that we put in place in the first quarter to adjust the organization of the divestment of the DD business is running according to plan. The material part of the cost savings will come in the second half of this year, so we haven't seen much of that in the first quarter. Main reason is that in Norway, most people work throughout the notification period, so we will see the cost savings in the second half of the year. I think that's it. I'll leave the word back to Asbjørn.
Thank you. On the next page, it is our financial targets medium term, which still is our guiding to the market that we will reach this goals. On the revenue side, it's an annual revenue growth of 10%, whereas half of it will come from organic growth and half of it through acquisitions. So the status today is an LTM organic growth on 5%. And the main initiatives on the organic side is the sales excellence program, the internal Excel program, as we call it. It is dealer focus and dealer management. It is the winning concept, which is more a training towards the institutionals on transfer products in patient handling. And then we have programs and new products coming out going forward. The North American cross-selling of and hub strategy is also part of the internal initiatives. And then last but not least, as I explained, the reallocation now of resources to get more feet on the street to be able to grow organically. On the M&A side, we have the three different categories of geographical expansion, getting adjacent products into the business in existing distribution channels, and also more strategic acquisitions, which we are working on. On the margin side, we are at the run rate LTM on 8.7% EBITDA. Operating leverage is where we see most of it maybe will come from. It's important that we continue the focus on cost, and also to utilize the extra capacity we have in our factories. Then, of course, this, we have called it the restructuring program, but I would say it's more we invest in sales, but we also take out cost on the indirect side, which will give us a net saving, which will also benefit the EBITDA in this period. On the capital structure, our aim is to reach 2.5x net debt. We are, as Stefan said, at 3.3 at the moment. Lower interest rates through the new financing model, and also improving results going forward, we are confident that we'll reach this level. Last is the dividend policy, which is 30%-50% of the net profit for the period. We will propose for the annual general meeting to do a dividend on 0.5 SEK per share on the AGM coming up today, actually. In summary, we see that Stairlift has a very good growth. We are capturing market shares in that segment. The shortfall of Volkswagen Vans delivery impacted us negatively with 2 million euro in the quarter. Also a continuous challenge to grow patient handling in North America. Actions are taken, and we are seeing some improvements. I think it's still early to say that we are back on track. We need to have full focus on this also in the following quarters. Then also, next step on commercial excellence will be full focus going forward. Important is also to mention that the macro trends are still in our favor, and we see that especially in the Stairlift business, that the demand for home care products are very, very strong. With that said, we can open up for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A queue. This will only take a few moments. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, please press star one if you wish to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of Kristofer Liljeberg. Please ask your question.
Yeah, hi. I have a question about the patient handling business and what's going on in the U.S. It seems during the autumn, you explained the weakness more about, you know, slower market. Now it seems more to be company specific. I'm interested if you could explain a little bit more what has happened since you acquired Prism in that market. If I remember correctly, that was growing quite nicely after you acquired it. What has happened there? Also, are you still planning this hub strategy rollout in the U.S., or has that strategy changed? Thank you.
Thank you, Kristofer. To your first part of the question, is this a market-driven change, or is it internal-driven? I think we explained it with three different things in our last quarter. I think we said that we saw some reduced demand. We also said that internally, we have focused a lot on cross-selling on stair lifts, and we have then had maybe less focus on patient handling. And also the third factor was that we, organizational-wise, we had on the management level a split responsibility between access or stair lifts and patient handling. So I would say that the market demand, I think, very much is explained by the nature of the business being some more project-related, and that it can vary a little bit from quarter to quarter, more than we see on the patient handling European business, actually, because in the European patient handling business, we are more, a bigger part of the sales is the soft good part of the business. So, but in terms of internally elements which affect the business, what we did now during Q1 is that we focused the organization by splitting responsibility on sales manager level to be focused sales managers on stair lift and focused sales manager on patient handling. That's one thing. And the second thing we did is we launched a set of initiatives to regain the sales, which is very detailed down to which way we sat together with the sales representatives, actually, and did all these initiatives and quantified them, and also time-wise when they will get impact. And what we can see now after this work is that the impact from the internal things we have done has come out relatively good. We see that we are in line with the impact from the initiatives, even though the big impact will follow in the next quarters to come. So I don't know if that was an answer to your question.
Yeah, that's very helpful. So should we expect patient handling sales in the U.S. to pick up further now in the second and third quarter? And if we also include the saving program you're doing, when could we expect patient handling earnings to be at least flat year-over-year? Will that happen already in the second quarter, or will it take later? Thank you.
Yeah, I think we should be careful to promise that we will be back on the full track here during Q2. I think what we said also in the presentation, first of all, the savings which we do will have a full effect from Q1 2019. But there will, of course, also be some effects already in the last quarter also of 2018. But I think we need to not overpromise on this, because I see also that many of the internal initiatives is a big part of it is related to the penetration, especially in some hub districts where we are relatively thin on the sales capacity side. Take California, for instance, which is a huge market where we have a 3% penetration on the institutional side. So there, of course, we need to invest in sales resources, and that will take some time. Yeah, I think that's my answer, so to speak.
Kristofer, to be very clear, we don't... you know, we don't expect to come back to the same level in the next quarter, because we don't see the full impact of the measures we take in the next quarter. So it will take a bit more time before we're back, assuming the current level of revenues.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rune Dahl. Please ask your question.
I'm not there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Also on patient handling, when we had the conference call on Q4, you were talking about the offer pipeline and that you're encouraged about that. Could you give us an update on where you see that now and maybe also an update on the win rate so we can try to forecast the coming quarters? And maybe also how you see the full year develop. So do you expect that the EBITDA margin will improve sequentially year over year and also on the organic growth?
Yeah. Sure. In terms of the pipeline, we said in Q4 that we saw an increase in the pipeline, and the pipeline has developed quite nice in the first 4 months of the year. But again, as we also said, when we build the pipeline, the projects in the pipeline could, the duration of the pipeline is up to 18 months and sometimes 24 months if there are larger projects. So the pipeline has continue to improve, but I think it will take a little bit of time until you see it. And also the nature of the business that in terms of total revenue, what we see in the backlog are more the project part of the business, and then we have more recurring revenue, if you like, or maintenance products such as the soft goods, and we don't really have a backlog on that. That's more, you know, a sales order by sales order type business. But the pipeline has continued to develop in the right direction. In terms of run rate, I mean, we are expecting when you talk about run rate, you talk about patient handling, or you talk about company as such?
No, patient handling. If you expect it to be year over year for the full year, an improvement.
Yeah, I think in terms of, if you look at page 6 of the presentation, if you look at the quarters, you saw that Q1 was the best quarter, and then you saw a reduced revenue throughout the rest of the year, and now we're back on the same level as in the second quarter of 17. So I think we will have, we expect to have growth for the year, especially in the second half when we're facing weaker quarters in terms of Q3, Q4 of 17. And in terms
In terms of the margin, given that you now have 1.5 million coming in from these restructuring.
Yeah, well, we see obviously the margin will, we expect the margin to improve compared to the first quarter for a number of reasons. One is that we're going to get a positive contribution from the vehicle accessibility business. So that will improve the margin. We also expect the acquired entity in the U.S. to be profitable for the full year, and we expect the cost savings program or the next step for the commercial program to give benefits in the third and the fourth quarter. And as I said before, we also expect to see the benefit from the initiatives in Pulse in the second half of the year. So yes, we clearly expect the margin to be better throughout the year compared to the first quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Lilleberg. Please ask your question.
Yeah, thank you. First, to follow up, I don't think you answered what do you think about the margin for the patient handling business for the year? You talked about top line growth, but I think more important here, what's happening with margins.
In terms of the margins for the patient handling business, as I said a number of times before, we have that business is also fairly scalable in the sense that we have a high gross margin, which is roughly 50%. And when volumes are high, the operating cost is fairly fixed in the short term, and then we get an improved margin. So it's really the most important thing for the patient handling margin is the top line development. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we will see cost savings in patient handling from this initiative that we talked about. So even with the current level of revenue, we will improve the margin throughout the year.
And for the full year, given the slow start of there, do you expect the patient handling margin could be flat up or down for the full year?
Compared to last year, you mean?
Yeah, compared with the 13.1% margin last year.
I don't want to be that specific. I think we will improve the margin. If nothing else happens, I mean, revenue stays where they were in Q1 for the year. We will improve the margin from the initiatives that we launch, and hopefully we are able to drive the revenue, and that will also help the margin. But I wouldn't like to give a set number in terms of targets for the year.
Okay, that's okay. And then my other question I would like to come back to is the vehicle adoption business. So the second quarter, will that be more of a normal quarter and then you see the catch-up effect in the third quarter, fourth quarter? Or will you still have some negative impact in the second quarter, or even you might have some catch-up effect in the second quarter? Thank you.
If you remember, I think we commented also that we will, during first quarter, send home the mechanics on forced vacation, because this has to do with capacity in the workshops, more or less. And I don't expect that we will have a big catch-up effect in Q2. I think that will come back more to the normal business. We will see a higher catch-up effect in the holiday period. That means in Q3, because then we will have, compared to last year, more workshop capacity.
Okay, thanks. That's all from me. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rune Dahl. Please ask your question.
Yeah, hi again. Two follow-up questions, please. On M&A and the hub strategy, given all the initiatives you have internally now, how much capacity do you feel like you have in order to execute on that? And at the same time, do the optimization priorities you have internally? That's the first question. And the second question is... it's more related to the growth in U.S. in stairlifts. You're delivering 33% again this quarter. How big a size should we see before you consider production set up in U.S.? And how do you expect the run rate of that growth to be in the coming quarters? Thank you.
To your first question, M&A and hub strategy, I think the capacity on M&A is here. And we will focus on that going forward. In terms of the hub strategy, I think that is also a key element in the program we are running in the U.S. to get more focus on the patient handling business. The hub strategy is central in that, and it's an integrated part of that strategy. So that will continue as planned. Your second question, growth stairlift and manufacturing in the U.S. Yes, we are growing quite in percentage, high numbers. but still, it's coming from low volumes. So it is still our analysis show that we need to wait maybe 6 to 12 months before we start this project with the continued growth as we on the level we have now. I think we need that time in terms of having a high enough volume to justify such a project.
Okay, thank you. That was all for me.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press hash key. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Okay. Then if there is no more questions, I would like to thank you for listening in. We don't have anything further, so have a nice day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect. Speaker, please stand by.